The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Congratulations going out to the All-Star Game MVP. That is Cody Bellinger, who had the first two runs batted in of the game. I don't want to hear about how the AL is so weak anymore, man. The AL beat the NL in the big, bad All-Star Game. Anyway, congrats to Cody Bellinger. Hopefully that will, continue to kick his butt back into gear because Yankees need him down the stretch. And kind of where I really wanted to start tonight was kind of there, with the second half of the season about to begin, right? So which players at this point in time, because the standings are still shaking out. You still have teams that think they are going to be contenders. And as the next week or 10 days or 2 weeks kind of come off the calendar, they tick off the calendar, those teams are going to figure out where they ultimately stand. So things are still shaking out, so to speak. But at this moment in time, which players should the Yankees and Brian Cashman have squarely in their crosshairs? So I want you to look at both the lineup additions and the potential pitching staff additions. We're going to look at both here in this opening tonight. Now, again, this can change. Because, again, there are still teams figuring out who they are and where they are and where they belong and where they're going. But as of right now, we know, the baseball community, knows that the Yankees have this World Series or bust mantra. Okay? So to address the lineup, they can go in one of different directions. You tell me which one you like best. If you have a suggestion, you know, of your own that you want to include, then by all means, you know the phone number. Call us up. Let us know your great idea. So the first move, I think, is necessary at this moment. Luis Arraez, a one-year rental. So you put him at second base. You move Jazz Chisholm Jr. back to third base. And you say, ciao, ciao, to Ryan McMahon. Now, what would that do? Well, you know what? Not only is Ryan McMahon struggling at the plate, he is struggling in the field, too. And this guy is a guy that was brought on to be that defensive guy. And the Yankees, at the time of his acquisition, would be able to, you know, absorb the inconsistency or the below averageness of his bat, if you will. And this lineup right now is not built that way. So not only is the bat sticking out, the glove is sticking out too. And I quickly looked. I mean, this is not set in stone yet. These are not my recommendations. However, when you compare quickly, third base only stats, last year, Jazz compared to this year, Ryan McMahon. Jazz has a better range factor, which would then, of course, help anybody playing shortstop, whoever that is next to him. I always love playing next to a shortstop. I always love playing next to a third baseman that has range. When I was a freshman, there was a senior girl playing third base. She didn't move. So I had to basically cover the entire baseline from second to third. She did not move. You know how hard that made my job, especially as a freshman playing varsity? Very hard. And I can now see at the major league level, it's still that difficult. So if you put Jazz there, he's got a better range factor at third base than McMahon does. So if you take a potential dip at third base defense in order to welcome in, which is a pretty sure-handed second base lefty hitter, Luis Arraez, who's hitting, oh, by the way, 330 on the season, 370 over his last seven, and 373 over his last 15. I mean, those are video game numbers. So if you're telling me I have to take a small dip in the defense at third base by moving Jazz back to third and saying chow chow to Ryan McMahon for a guy that's been hitting 373 over his last 15 games, I mean, dude, you do it, you don't think twice about it. Because McMahon's hitting just 214. So this Luis Arraez, I mean, this is the type of hitter that this team needs. A guy who gets on base. So while third base defense takes a little trail off, which I'm only talking like, and I know there's more to it, of course, but it's like 0.06 on a fielding percentage. Is what Jazz is lower than Ryan McMahon. 0.06. That's not a lot considering what you're getting. You'd be getting at second base is a guy hitting 330 on the season. OMG. This is a nice fit for the Yankees. I like it. And of course, as the rest of the next 2 weeks shake out, hopefully more teams decide that they're going to be sellers and you and I will have more options to consider. But in my opinion, the San Francisco Giants have exactly 0% chance to win their division this year. And they are 10.5 back with 7 teams to leapfrog to get into the NL wildcard. I say, safe to say, put a fork in them. Start to pillage the roster now. And I mentioned this already once before. I am hesitant to shop for a catcher at the trade deadline. Because, as you know, because you have played the sport as well, there are intricacies to that position that are just so hard to learn mid-season. Not impossible, just very difficult. And I'm talking about having to learn all of the idiosyncrasies, everything, the thought process, and read the minds of all of your new pitchers, starters, relievers, even the guys on the AAA shuttle. And at the same time, learning all the hitters, especially if you're switching leagues. Now, add in the fact that some pitchers get finicky about who they want to pitch to. Like some guys only like their guy. And look, I know that it's the catcher's job description. And I completely understand that they would have to relearn everything on the fly. But, I know, like I said, I'm hesitant to move a catcher midseason or trade for one. But this year's trade class, these catchers that are on the market this summer, there seem to be two really good options, at least right now. One of which is Hunter Goodman from the Rockies. Because he gives you the more power bat type option. We'll get into it in a second. Or the other good option could be Ryan Jeffers, who offers more of like a hit for average type bat. They both hit righty. We'll talk about him in a second, too. But I think, what's today? Tuesday, right? Well, technically Wednesday. Judge's imaging should be done. We should be hearing about that any moment now. Hopefully, during the show tonight or early tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. But
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you look at that imaging and you decide that Aaron Judge is going to be out for a more extended period of time, I'm talking out to like mid-September, God forbid, knock on wood, then I am hands down picking Goodman just for his power numbers. I mean, he has hit 27 home runs already this season. He's got 51 RBI on the year for a team that stinks. You slide him right into that lineup. And as you know, we talked about last season when McMahon was coming over. Was that last year or the year before? Anyway, I'm always concerned about the offense of players coming from Colorado, given, you know, the altitude of the park. So are the offensive numbers inflated? Question mark. I'm always looking into that. But there is nothing to worry about here with Hunter Goodman, because his away numbers are actually much better than his home ones. And you could look it up, or you could just take my word for it. Believe me, I looked it up for you. But at this point in time, where other teams are still, you know, figuring it out, the Rockies already know their fate. So I'm in on him. But the thing is this. I think the Rockies are going to want a lot for him because he is what they call controllable. He's got two more years after this season of arbitration left. So the price might be a little steep. We'll see. Let's look at Jeffers. I like him because he would be much, air quotes here, cheaper. He would be a rental player for this season only. And I think the Twins would be open and willing to move him because Victor Caratini, he has emerged as their number one catcher with Jeffers was out with a broken hamate bone. Now, don't worry. He's back now. And if you inserted Ryan Jeffers' bat into this Yankees lineup right now, he would have immediately the highest batting average by 13 points. He would have the highest on-base percentage by about 10. And he would have the second highest OPS only to Ben Rice. That is Ryan Jeffers coming from the Twins. So you see, these are both two good options to upgrade at catcher. Because Austin Wells and that body of work, man, not good, right? I thought of another situation where if you want to avoid the midseason switch at catcher, the Yankees can get creative. They can move Rice into the primary catcher's role to make way for, in theory, a big bat first baseman. I kind of looked at what might be available. Again, there's like two more weeks until teams actually know what they are and where they're going to be. Ryan Mountcastle, after he comes off the IL, might be a fit. because he's obviously blocked by Pete Alonso there at first base. Might be expendable to Baltimore. But if he, of course, trading within the division. Now you got Josh Bell as another option. But this season, he has eaten up more innings as a designated hitter than a first baseman so far this season. So what do? Maybe you take Josh Bell and you platoon him with Goldschmidt and you DH him on the days where Goldschmidt's playing as a full-time player. I mean, because Stanton is down and out too, also with no timetable for return. So you could do those things. And I'm just throwing out a few names here to demonstrate that there could be a path this way. Not the best way, but it is a way. And I'm looking at the Royals too. And I'm looking at the Royals and I'm saying, wow, what a disappointment they've been this season. American League Central, they're in last place. They're 13 games out. And you look at the wild card pitcher and you look at the Royals, and they're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have to supplant 8 teams to win a wild card spot on a team with those players. Are they willing to blow it up? Is Vinny Pasquantino going to become available? Things to watch over the next 2 weeks or so. But, of course, again, we talked about this. You're worried about putting Ben Rice behind the plate, of course, on a more consistent basis, because that could, on his offense, that could cause a plateau or even a decline to the offense that he's been able to put up so far this season, which has been the most power bat in that Yankees lineup. I hear you. I understand the concern. And I don't think that the Yankees should walk into this and be the smartest guy in the room. They should not outsmart themselves in this situation. Because as long as the two catchers understand their assignment, there really should be no issues in securing at least one of them. Goodman from Colorado or Jeffers from Minnesota. So you demote Austin Wells, who's been a no-show at the plate except for a spark here or there, hoping that he's going to catch fire. You demote him to backup, and you use him to get the new guy, whoever it is, up to speed. And then when you insert one of those two guys in the lineup, either one of them would be an immediate upgrade offensively. Now we spin and we look at the Yankees pitching staff. What do you do to upgrade it? Well, I tend to think that this starting pitching staff, once the band gets back together, is among the best in the league. And I'm not sure if I would make a trade for Tarek Skubal, because he would be a true rental. I mean, he is an unrestricted free agent this winter. And do you really give up the farm for a guy that may or may not re-sign? Juan Soto 2.0? I'm not sure. But again, the bunching of the AL, we're just going to have to wait and see. Because as it stands right now, the Detroit Tigers are 3.5 out of the final wildcard spot. Yet they have to leapfrog 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams. They'd have to supplant 6 teams to get there. Again, let it shake out. But again, even at the same, I'm not sure that I would empty the farm system for Skubal. A rental. Oh, like a half a season rental. And to me, the full court press should be on for still the best relief pitcher in the game, Mason Miller. And if you've been hanging with me for a while, you know that I have wanted the Yankees, not the Mets really, because since they had Edwin Diaz, I wanted the Yankees to make a move for Miller when he was an actual athletic, still pitching home games in Oakland. And I'm fully aware that yesterday he said he wasn't, quote, a big city guy. Well, I think I call that a minor workaround if you ask me, because if I'm the Yankees, I'm going to start mailing him pamphlets of Greenwich, Next day, I'm going to mail him a pamphlet of Alpine, New Jersey. He could be neighbors with C.C. Spethia. You can send him a pamphlet, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Just because you're a Yankee doesn't mean that you need to be in the city. And for Mason Miller, I would pretty much give up any of the assets that the Yankees have. That is how good he is. Name your price. Like, still, there are 12 metrics on Baseball Savant. Mason Miller is in, ready for this, the 100th percentile in six of those 12 metrics. Six! And over the 96th percentile in three more. The Yankees need this guy. They have needed this guy. For years they have needed Mason Miller. Forget Doval. Can you imagine David Bednar as the setup man to Mason Miller? This is as close to Jeff Nelson, Mike Stanton, to Mariano Rivera as we are going to see in the game today as baseball fans. I know Mason Miller was asked about a potential trade to the Yankees. His response, there was no audio to it. I just saw it in writing. He said, this is a quote. He said, it's a compliment. They're a very good team, and they're interested in good players. Bam! Mason Miller to the Yankees. Make it happen, Brian Cashman. I really don't care, for the most part, who it costs. So can you, let's recap, let's zoom out. At this point in time, Wednesday, July 15th, can you imagine if Brian Cashman could pull off Arise, who's a rental, either Goodman or Jeffers the rental, and Mason Miller, not only would that be a home run, that would be a grand salami from Arthur Avenue. Like, start cutting up the ticker tape. That is, of course, only if Aaron Judge returns, because the Yankees will not win a World Series without him. And so we can play fantasy GM all night long if you want. But the results of that imaging is what everyone around the entire league is waiting on with bated breath. The Yankees can win the World Series only with Aaron Judge, not without him. So let's wait and see. What do you think of my very preliminary trade deadline plan for the Yankees? Call me up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. My name is Danielle McCartan. Let's go to Michael. He's calling from Patterson, New Jersey. What's up, Michael?
Yeah, I really called him about Ben Rice, but I have another point to say after.
You got it. Go ahead.
So do you think that the home run derby will affect his swing when he comes back, whatever, when they restart second half?
Yeah, I know we talked about that over the weekend, and I was thinking about this, watching him. I don't think so, because I don't think he really got into it that much. I was watching his swing. It didn't change much. I think Ben Rice is going to be fine.
And also, I think they should re-sign Chaz. And I think Rosario, whenever you put him in the game, he does really good. So why not make him the everyday third baseman? You could try it out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Michael, that's not a bad idea for right now. You know, you've got 2 weeks to play for it. Why not? Because I think Ryan McMahon is as good as gone. His glove is not as advertised this season. His bat certainly is not. And the Yankees are not in a position where they were in years past, last year even, where they can absorb that bat into that lineup. They're not in that same spot. So maybe you demote Ryan McMahon, and then, you know, you got Rosario out there for 2 weeks. See what he can do. But I'm not sure that makes the team any better when Luis Arraez is out there, who's hitting, like I said before, 330 on the season. I'm not looking at it, but I don't think Ahmed Rosario is hitting 330 on the season. Just a guess. And I could pull it up right now. Ahmed Rosario, 238. Who would you rather have in your everyday lineup? A guy hitting 330 or a guy hitting 238? I know my answer. Luis Arraez every day, and you move Jazz Chisholm back to third. As far as re-signing Jazz, I'm not jumping onto that boat just yet. Not yet. Because Jazz Chisholm, in years past, has disappeared in the postseason. Disappeared. If I'm going to re-sign a guy for a longer-term contract, I want to see him produce when it matters. When the lights are brightest, I want to see him produce. Jazz has the opportunity, most likely, this season to do it. But I'm not offering any contract just yet.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.